Welcome. Today we're discussing OpenAI's brand new Agents SDK, a powerful framework for building generative agents similar to LangChain or Llama Index. Exciting stuff.
I've heard whispers about this. So what makes OpenAI's take on this unique? Is it just another agent framework, or does it offer something special?
Well, they're calling it a production-ready upgrade from their experimental Swarm library. Key features? Tool use? Agent handoffs? Input-output guardrails? It's a pretty robust system, although it still has some of the limitations we see in other frameworks, like rigidly defining what an agent is.
Okay, so less theoretical, more practical. Can we see this thing in action?
Absolutely. They've got this great example in their docs that walks through the core features: agent loops, Python first-hand tools, guardrails, and tracing. We'll focus on most of those today.
Sounds good. Does it require a lot of setup?
Not really. You'll need an OpenAI API key, of course, though it's open source, so theoretically, you could use it with other LLMs. After that, it's just installing the library and diving into the code.
So how does it work? Is it easy to define and run agents?
Surprisingly so. You initialize an agent with a name and a system prompt, then use a runner class to execute it. They offer run for asynchronous execution, run sync for synchronous, though they discourage that, and run streamed for asynchronous with streaming responses. Streaming is key for a good user experience, as we don't want to wait ages for a complete response.
Streaming makes sense. What about tools? How do you integrate those?
They've kind of gone back and forth with the naming. First, it was function calling, then tool calling. Now it's function tool. You know, classic OpenAI. Anyway, you define a function, add a doc string, which is important for the LLM to understand what it does, decorate it with at function tool, and you're done.
So once you have a tool, how does the agent actually use it?
You just pass it in a list to the tools parameter when you define the agent. You can even add instructions to the system prompt, like, don't try to do math yourself, use the tool.
Clever. And what about these guardrails? What are they all about?
Guardrails are super important for safety and controlling the agent's behavior. They have input guardrails, checking user input, and output guardrails, checking LLM output. You can even implement guardrails using another LLM. It's like an LLM policing an LLM.
Exception.
Exactly. And it can even explain its reasoning, which is helpful during development.
Got it. What about more complex conversations? Can these agents handle ongoing interactions?
Yep. You can maintain conversation history using their to-input list method. It converts the previous interaction into a list of messages that you can feed back into the agent, allowing it to remember past exchanges.
That's crucial for anything beyond simple queries. Any final thoughts on the agent's SDK?
Overall, I'm impressed. It's well built and offers a lot of control. While it does have limitations, it's a great starting point for building more sophisticated agent-based applications. Certainly something to keep an eye on. And that's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.